Go marching. Thank you, brother. When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching, oh, when the saints go marching, go marching. When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city. When the saints go marching, oh, when the saints go marching, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh, I know I see my Savior. If my life is free from sin, heaven's door will open for me. When the saints go, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, when we gather round the throne, and the gate are closed within, I'll be shouting glory, glory. Oh, when the saints go marching, oh, go marching in. When the saints go marching in, go marching in. When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be that number. When the saints go marching, I am waiting for the chariot. Drink you low and I step in, on my way to heaven. When the saints go marching, go marching, when the saints, oh, go marching, oh, when the saints go marching, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching, oh, go marching, when the saints go marching. When the saints go marching, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching, oh, go marching. When the saints go marching, oh, when the saints go marching,
Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in,
go marching.
Oh, when the saints
go marching in, go marching.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh,
when the saints go marching in,
go marching.
Oh, when the saints go marching in,
oh, Lord, I want to be in that number.
When the blessing go marching. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the saints go marching in,
amen.
Lord, I want to be one of them.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
There is a song also that goes, when he calls, I will hear my name.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight the Lord has called, we've heard our name, and we've responded.
Amen.
We have come to his presence. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And God richly bless you for coming tonight.
Amen.
And tonight, we all know, is the Bible studies. And the microphone is here. If you have any question as we go along, you can raise your hands and come, because this is a Bible studies. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will continue with the women's ministry, the part two.
Amen.
Understand, last week I heard that some sisters had some questions, but they found it very difficult to ask. And they should feel free, at liberty, to ask questions. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads as we have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for this privilege that you have accorded us for us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we've come to look into your word, O God. And Lord, you are the author of it. We pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will be here, which we know is already here, because your word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst. So, Lord, as we look into your word, O God, as we want to study more about your word, O God, we cannot use our own wisdom, Lord. We ask for the leadership of the Holy Spirit to be upon us, O God, and open your word, O God, unto us. As the word says, if this gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. But we believe that, Lord, we are not lost. And as you said, blessed are your eyes, we know that our eyes are blessed.
Amen.
Blessed are your ears, we know that our ears are blessed.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you this evening. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you. May we be seated. Last week, we looked at the women's ministry. And we tried to find out why we don't believe that women should preach, because it is not the word of God.
Amen.
And today we will just continue, and as I've already said, it's a Bible studies. So if you have any contribution, you can bring your contribution. If you have a question, you can also ask that question. So let's turn to the word as we stand. Let's turn to First Corinthians 14. First Corinthians 14, we read 34 and 35, the 34th and the 35th verses. Let's hear the word of God. Or let's start from verse 33. It said, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints.
Amen.
Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything,
Let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church. Heavenly Father, we've read your word of God. Once again, Lord, we ask for the leadership of the Holy Spirit, Lord, as we get into your word, as we study. Father, we pray that, Lord, you give us the spirit of understanding, O God. And, Lord Jesus, we pray that at the end of it, O God, we will live here with something that, Lord, we have not even heard before. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? Yeah, last week we were on this topic that has been a controversial subject. But as we have known, there is no controversy with God. Amen. It is we that are become controversial. Praise God. As we just read from the verse 33, it said, God is not an author of confusion.
Amen.
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 He's not an author of confusion. It's the people that are confused.
Amen.
We have confused ourselves just because we don't want to take the word according to how it has been written. But meanwhile, it has to take a prophet.
Amen.
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 It has to take a prophet.
Amen.
There must be a prophet in the camp.
Amen.
To be able to know and understand this word of God. Because God said he cannot do anything, but he does what? He revealeth his secrets unto his prophets.
Amen.
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 And we thank God, you and I, when that day Mama Eagle passed over your backyard, you heard it. Praise God.
Amen.
You heard your the shepherd's voice. Because he said, my sheep hears my voice.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So that's why we are seated here. So we must be very grateful to the Lord. But the problem is, how are we responding to this great, great privilege that we have gotten? Praise the Lord. So last week we were looking at this subject. To us, it is not a controversial. It is the truth.
Amen.
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 That is the word of God. And so we looked at what the people normally stand on to claim that a woman can preach. What are some of their texts and scripture that they use. Last week we mentioned a number of scriptures that they normally use to maintain that a woman should preach. What are some of them? Hey, come on. These Bible studies. Yes. What are some of them? Because that's what, when they meet you, they usually tell you that this is why a woman should preach.
They talk about Miriam.
They talk about Miriam. That Miriam is what?
She took the tambourine and let the woman come to praise God.
Amen. So, when you look at the word, what was Miriam doing? He led the people to do what? To praise God.
Amen.
She wasn't preaching. She led them to praise God. What are some of the scriptures they use? We mentioned about what? Five of them. They will meet you and begin to challenge you that this is the reason why a woman should preach. Yes. Yeah, speaker, so that somebody translates it for us.
Priscilla and his husband, who was Paul, found making tents. They said they were preaching.
Who?
Priscilla.
Priscilla, ah.
Yes.
You see, the scripture, when you read the scripture, it just tells you. You see, when we say somebody is called, or somebody is a prophet. A prophet is someone that God has called and given a message to go and give to the people. But when you look into the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, there is nowhere, they cannot find anywhere that God called a woman and gave her a message to go and what? Give to the people. There is nowhere from Genesis to Revelation. There is nowhere. Praise God. So let's just go through. And so they will mention what? Deborah. And we looked at Deborah, who Deborah was. And we find out that Deborah herself said she was what? She was what? A mother. Deborah herself said, I am a mother of Israel. You see, there we found the difference between the gift of prophecy and then the ministry of what? A prophet. There are quite a very vast difference. If you have the gift of prophecy, you prophesy. It's one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. You see. Then we have the prophetic ministry. It's different from what? Somebody having the gift of prophesying. So Deborah had a gift of prophesying, but not a prophetic ministry. Amen. That she was sent with a message to go and give unto the people. That's the difference. The gift of prophesying and the prophetic ministry. Amen. Prophetic ministry, we have people like Elijah, John the Baptist, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. See? God gave them what? A prophetic ministry. Mercy to go and give to the people. Praise God. Amen. But there never had been any woman. And then they talk about Salome, Mary, James' mother, and Mary Magdalene when they went to the tomb of Jesus Christ to go and anoint the body. And they say that when they went and they saw the tomb empty, they saw that angel and he gave them what? A message to go and preach the good news. That's what they say. But we found out that when you look in Mark, when these women, they saw the angel, when they left the sepulcher, the Bible says they were even afraid to speak to anyone. So where did they go to preach? So these are some of the things you go to refer the people back to the word. You see. And also they talk about this Samaritan woman whom Jesus met at Jacob's well. The woman at the well. He said after Jesus met her, from there she went to the city to do what? To preach. So a woman should preach, which is what? It's absolutely wrong. The woman went to testify. Amen. Because she met a man who had been able to tell her even something that she felt that it was a secret in her life. And meanwhile, all along, there was something in her, a seed in her, as the prophet said. You see, and it was waiting for what? For the sun to shine upon it, the light to shine upon it. And when she met with Jesus Christ, she was able to recognize that this is the Messiah we have been waiting for. Praise the Lord. And she went to testify in the city. And according to the word of God, according to the Bible, the people of the city even didn't believe her. Until they themselves have come to find and listen to what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Before they said, ah, woman, now we believe. See? They didn't even believe her. Her testimony. She didn't go to preach. So then we found out what are women's ministry. We later found out what are women's ministry. We talked, we gave instances of what women ministry are. I think you still remember what are some of the women's ministry. Women are mothers. Women are teachers of the young women. Women are teachers of the children. And they have the gift of what? Even if their husbands are shifting away, their husbands are becoming a little bit slothful and lukewarm. You see, sisters, God have given you that ministry to be on guard. See, of your husband, that's your ministry. To wake them up if they are sleeping, if they are becoming slothful. Praise the Lord. So tonight, as I said, we will continue with it. If anyone has any question, you ask as we go along. Or if last week what we studied, if there is anything that you want to ask, you can ask, because we all want to study this subject closely. Amen. So from what we just read as our text, it said, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. Praise God. Then there is another scripture that said, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be warned by the conversation of their wives. You see, that was what I was saying. You can win your husband. You have that gift. God has given you that gift. Praise the Lord. That through your conversation, you can what? You can convince, you can really let your husband see if he's getting out of the way. That's your responsibility, my sister. Praise the Lord. That's your ministry. Out through your conversation. See? It shouldn't be that when your husband say one, you say two. That's not the kind of conversation the Bible is, the word of God is stating here. You have a rich conversation. Very virtuous one. That you can give when you see that your husband is getting out of the way or becoming slothful, becoming prayerlessness. Praise God. My sister, shake your husband a little. Praise God. So today we will talk about a virtuous woman, which concerns also the dressing, your dressing. Because this has also been another issue. Sister, when somebody meets you in the streets and asks you, sister, why you and your daughters have seen that you don't wear earrings, what are you going to tell her? So that's what we are coming on now. Your dressing. So let me read this a scripture about the dressing. As 1 Timothy 2, 9, and 10. 1 Timothy 2, 9, and 10. It said, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly arrays. Amen. So, all right, sisters. If someone meets you in the street and asks you why you don't wear earrings, I've also seen that your daughters don't wear earrings. What are you going to tell the person? That's what you believe. That's why we are here tonight, Bible studies. What are you going to tell her or him? Says, okay, then I go to the husbands. Husband, why your husband, they ask you, why your wife doesn't wear earrings? Okay, come on. The person, you have to quote the scripture to the person. You cannot just say, hey, it's against scripture. The person wants to know. Maybe, he wants to know the truth so that she also, so that's the word of God. My brother, where do you fellowship? I would like to follow you. It looks as if you preach the truth. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Husbands, come on. The wives don't know, so tell them. Yeah.
When Eve was created, and when Adam saw Eve, and he said, this is a woman, she wasn't wearing any earrings.
Oh, my brother. Where is it written? You ask, where is it written? Yes, speak to your brother so that. Brother, listen to sister so that you tell us. Mm-hmm. You want to speak, I believe. Or no? Yeah. Okay, that's good. My sister, you've given us one. But what the thing is, you got to know the scripture. Where is it? Deuteronomy. Oh, let's finish with the sister's own. He said it's a sign of slavery. Where is that scripture? Where is that scripture? Okay. Open at Deuteronomy 15. Deuteronomy 15. Deuteronomy 15. Let's read from verse 12 to 17, but it's a long something. But let's see. Let's listen to the whole thing about what it actually means. Then we will read verse 16 and then 17. You see, in the Jewish, they have what we call the year of Jubilee. They have the year of Jubilee. As after 50 years, they have that year, the 50th year, they call it the year of Jubilee. And a trumpet will sound. And when that trumpet is sound, we shall read about the year of Jubilee in, I think, Leviticus. We'll read that. But just to give the answer to what the sister is trying to say. Then when the trumpet is sounded, he said, every slave is free. He said, let everyone go back to his possession. You are free. But if a servant says, oh, master, for me, I so much love you. I would like to stay with you. So I don't want to go. I don't want my liberty. Then, okay, let's just read because I don't want to. Let's start from the 12. Okay, let's read. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flocks and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress of that wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou hast a bondman in, thou was a what? A bondman in the land of Egypt. And the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee these things today. And it shall be, if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee and thine house, because he is well and with thee, then thou shalt take an awl. Awl is something like a pin, with a sharpened, you see, a pin. And thrust it through his ear onto the door. So I don't know how they do it. But that's the way how they do it. The door of your ear. They thrust it there. You see? And also, and he shall be thy servant forever. And also unto thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. You see? So that is now, that is the origin. That's the origin of what? Boring a hole in your ear. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the origin. That's where it started from. That someone have served you, a servant, time for you to go free. You said, oh, when I was in your house, you have been feeding me so well. When I go out, I don't know what I'm going to eat. So I will still live with you. But there is a spiritual side of it. This is the natural side. But we are talking about it. So that is the origin. A servant who doesn't want to be what? To be free. The spiritual side is there. My brother, here right now, the trumpet has already sounded. Malachi 4 has sounded. There is liberty for you. To what? To accept this message. But if you still don't want to live outside this message, you will be a servant the whole of your life. You are lost. Praise God. But we are looking at the what? The natural side now. So that is the origin of boring hole. So in the first place, no one had hole in the ear. So that's the origin. Let the person know that, do you know the origin of boring hole here? Then you quote what? Deuteronomy. Say, go read Deuteronomy 15. Put that, write that down. So that we are doing Bible says, write it down. Let that scripture remain with you. That Deuteronomy 15, 12 to 17. Go and read that place. You see the origin of what? Boring hole. It wasn't so from the beginning. So my brother, to answer your question, to your statement that Adam, there was no... Praise the Lord. Yes, brother.
Just in another place in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Genesis chapter
35. Genesis 35. Yes.
We find that the Lord wanted to meet with Jacob.
Yes.
And he told him to go to Bethel.
Amen.
And Jacob said to his household to remove all the strange things from them.
That's right. That's right.
And to be clean and to change their garments.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So let's turn to Genesis 35. Genesis 35. As the brother said, it's another scripture which shows that earrings, it is not something right in the presence of God.
Amen.
Genesis 35. Do you know? Let me tell you the story now. Jacob, when he ran away from his brother, you know the story already. He got to a place and he slept. And he had a dream when he saw what? A ladder ride from heaven, and angels were going up and down on it. That scripture, let's turn to that scripture. Genesis 28. Genesis 28. Genesis 28, when you, from 10, when you read from 10 to 19, from 10 to 19, where Jacob slept and saw that ladder with angels. When you read it, then he said, verse 16. You read from 10 to 19, but let's take verse 16. Verse 16 said, and Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And then come to 19, and he called the name of that place Bethel. Praise God. He called that place what? Bethel. Said, the Lord is in this place. And Bethel means the house of God. Praise the Lord. So now let's go to the 35 so that you have the understanding now. So in 35 verse 1, Genesis 35:1. He said, and God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
Where he met God.
Amen.
Go back to what? Bethel. See? And dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. You get the point now? Then Jacob said unto his household, as the brother was saying, and to all that were with him, he said, put away the strange gods that are among you. See, when Jacob left his uncle Laban, they went along with everything. Praise God. Even Rahel stole her father Laban's God. Do you know that?
Amen.
She stole it.
Amen.
So, why Jacob said, put away all the strange gods? See? They were worship. They had these gods that they were worshiping. Maybe I have my small god here. This one also have a small god here. They were worshiping these gods. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it's now he said, put them away. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because we are going to the world, the Almighty God. Amen. The only God we are going to see. We are going to the presence of God. The God of gods. The Lord of lords. So all these small, small gods, put them away. Amen. We are going to the presence of God. Amen. Amen. We don't need them. You don't need them. My brother, my sister, going to the presence of God, you got to put away everything. Amen. That is not of God. Amen. That is the mistake when Israel... And that's the separation. It's part of separation. That's why when Israel left Egypt, see, they had friends. Brother, we are going. And then, lot of people from other nations, they joined. They became what? The mixed multitude. And it was this mixed multitude that made them to sin. You see? So when going to the presence of God, don't go along with any mixed multitude. Amen. From here, everything, clear everything. Amen. Go into the presence of God. And it is not only, there is a church in Ghana. When they are going to church, they would wear any dress at all they want. Then when they get to the church, they have their special white robes. That's where they will put it on. And after the church, they put the white robes down. Then they wear their dresses, filthy dresses. When you ask them, said, you see, when we go to the church, that's where we meet God. So when you come out, you are not in the presence of God anymore. You see. But we believe that every minute, every hour, every second, we are in the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's not a question of coming to church alone that you got to be what? You got to be nice looking and everything. You say, I'm going to church. And so let me just make sure that there's nothing in my heart. I want to clear everything from my mind. Because I'm going to church. My brother does. And then after that, you go and carry those things back again. That is not the life, a Christian life. Amen. Amen. So he said, put away all the gods. Now let's go on. And be clean. See, be clean. Amen. Just like Jacob, just like Joshua told the people, said, tomorrow we are crossing this Jordan to the promised land. Sanctify yourselves. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So be clean and change your garments. You see? Change your garments. So the thing is, they were wearing dresses that doesn't fit to go to the presence of God. See? They were wearing dresses that weren't right to the in the presence of God. That is why, my brother, especially my sisters, it is not something that anyone is forcing one that, hey, don't wear this, don't wear this. It is what? It is the word of God. Amen. It is the word of God. It is not the pastor or anyone that is forcing you to what? To wear what is right before God. And it is not only coming to church. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you take it that way, then you have also been that same kind of situation whereby it's only the church that you meet God. And if only the church that you meet God, God also, okay, he will be here. When you go out, you do whatever you want to do. That means you are not in the presence of God. So he said, Change your garments. Change your garments. Ah, they are filthy. This is not right to the presence of God. Amen. Amen. And let us arise and go up to Bethel. That's verse 3. And I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods, see, which were in their hands, and all their earrings, which were in their ears, see. And Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem. See, they were not something that is right before God. See, they took all their earrings, gave it to this. They are going to Bethel. They are going to the presence of God. Those things are not what? Not right. It's a sign of what? Being a slave to someone. You see? Being a slave to someone. You are going to the presence of God and you are a slave to someone else. You have a master somewhere. You can't serve two gods. You can't serve Mormons and God at the same time. And Jacob hid them under, and verse 5. And they journeyed, and terror of God was upon the cities that were around about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. See? When they had done what is right, what really is good in the presence of God, the power of God also was descended upon them. That terror, when they are coming, terror. See, people just were afraid even to do what? To approach them. My brother, my sister, look, the way how you dress, it keeps away those devils, those evil eyes. My young sisters, the way you dress, you see, it keeps those people away. The lustful people, it keeps them away. But when you wear something tight here and almost the whole of your body is, that's where the lustful people, they will just begin to call you. Praise the Lord. So that's it. So women, you've got very good scriptures here. Are you putting the scriptures down to tell them why you don't wear trousers? Or you said the trousers is not here. I can see Sister Sharon is just smiling really good. Because I know the question is the trousers. Okay, let's open to Deuteronomy 22:5. Deuteronomy 22:5. Are you enjoying it? My daughter always I forgot your name. What's your name? Francois' daughter. What's your name? Naomi. Oh. That's a great name. I won't forget this time. Naomi, are you enjoying it? Is it the truth? Amen. God bless you. Deuteronomy 22:5. He said, the woman shall not wear any wear that which pertains unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garments. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Amen. And then the sisters will tell you, but brother, some of the trousers, they are unisex. And some are for ladies. And when you ask them what is the difference, they will tell you that the ladies, they are trousers, the flap is very short. See, I mean, Brother, sister, who made those things? It's the worldly people that sow it to deceive you that this is for women and this is for men. This dress is a man's dress.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, just the Bible is telling you, don't wear anything that pertains to a man. If the Bible says there is a dress that pertains to a man, then it's this. There is. There must be it. There are dresses that pertain to a man. And those pertain to what? A woman. Praise the Lord. And, you see, the sixth sense will tell you that this dress is not what right for a woman.
Amen.
There's no need for someone to tell you it's not right for a woman. Praise God.
Amen.
Look, the prophet said that day, I have the scripture here. Let me read something from the prophet here. He said, He said, a woman that's beautiful, that beautiful will fade just as sure. You give it a few years. Maybe today she's twisting down the streets, some little half-dressed woman sending more souls to hell. You see? Than all the... Oh, my God. He said, some little half-dressed woman sending more souls to hell than all the ballroom in the country. But she will twist herself down the street thinking she's something. And the Bible said, they would have straight necks, walking and mincing. That means twisting. And as they go in these last days, fulfilling the scriptures. And doesn't know it. Just stand in the yard with the immoral clothes on. Men looking at her. And don't know. She may be as virtuous to her husband or boyfriend as she can be. But at the day of judgment, she will answer for committing adultery with hundreds of men. A spirit on them. And they don't know it. See? Adultery. Wearing a dress that a man will look upon you and lust after you. He said, maybe you are a virtuous woman to your husband, to your boyfriend. You are sincere to him. But that day on the judgment day, the Lord will tell you, you had adultery with what? 100 men. Oh, I knew only my husband. He said, yes. That day you wore those dresses. People lusted after you. That's what Jesus, fulfilling the Ten Commandments, the things that were the Pharisees were laid down. You see, when he said, it has been said of old that thou should not commit what? Adultery. But I say unto you, that even if you look upon a woman and lust after her, you have what? Done it. See, those days, see, the Pharisees were holding on to the natural. Oh, don't kill. Dear, what they know is maybe just to kill somebody physically. But Jesus said, even if you are angry with your brother, see. Here, when you begin to put something here against your brother, against your sister. See? Bringing what? The spiritual to go along with what? The natural. Adultery, all that they know is that, well, as long as I've not slept with somebody's wife or I've never slept with someone who is not my wife, that's adultery. But he said, even if you look, Praise the Lord. So, there are some dresses. When you dress, definitely. You are. That's last time I was saying here, some women intentionally, they will go and stand behind the dressing mirror. And he has a motive in her mind. Say, today I'm dressing to go out and kill. Dressing to kill. See? Dressing to kill. My brother, you don't know. Brethren, don't look at them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, let your eye be what? Holy Ghost eye. Amen. 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 Praise God. So, yeah, we come on that. So, let's look at, has anyone anything to add again? Our sisters, are you satisfied with your dressing now? Amen. What pertaineth to what? A virtuous woman. Amen. It's part of what? Your ministry. That you must be what? A virtuous woman. Praise God. It's part of your ministry. Let me repeat it again. To be what? A virtuous woman. Let's turn to Proverbs. Proverbs, the last chapter. Chapter 31. Reading from verse 10. It's one of your ministry to be a virtuous woman. Praise God. Verse 10, he said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Amen. 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 See? A virtuous woman. No price can buy it. No money can buy it. It is what? It is life. A gift from God. Praise the Lord. Verse 12, we will be jumping. Verse 12, he said, she will go, she will do as the husband. She will do him as he will do as the husband. Eh? She will do the husband good and not evil all the days of her life. Oh, praise the Lord. A virtuous woman. You always do what? Good. Not evil to your husband the whole of your life. What a ministry. Praise God. Even if he does something wrong, know how to approach him. He said, your conversation. See, you have that gift. He would turn around to say, oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. Praise the Lord. But the approach may even make him go overboard. You see? But that chaste conversation God has given to you. I'm a man. You see, we men, as the other day I was saying, we like to be babied. We are like baby. Praise the Lord. Just baby your husband a little, you see. Praise God. A virtuous woman. Let's look at verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth me to her household, a portion of her maidens. See? In fact, our sisters, sometimes I look, I see that we brothers, I will be coming to we the husbands, because we cannot talk about our sisters just like that whilst we play no part. We don't even say, oh, my wife, well done. Oh, my wife, look, rest. Let me do the rest for you. Let me do the rest. You look so tired. Just sleep. I'm going to do today. I'm going to do the work. I'm coming to you, we the men. Let's finish with the women first. Praise the Lord. You see, they woke up. You see, it's something that is in them. Is it not true? Brother, is it not true? Sister wakes up early than you, and you will still be on bed. And she will just get up, begin to see how the children will be, what? We wash and get their food and this, going up and down here, and maybe still you are stretching your legs. See? Brethren, they are virtuous women. They are producing, that's what? They are exhibiting the ministry that God... Actually, you can't get a virtuous woman everywhere. But I believe that in this house, all the sisters here, oh, God richly bless you. Amen. Keep on that ministry. Praise God. Keep that ministry. Said, if you serve your husband really good, that alone, when the rapture comes, you go. Yes, that's what the prophet said. Amen. Just be virtuous to your husband. That alone, the door is open for you. Let's look at 23. It said, a virtuous woman, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Look, if you have a virtuous woman. You see, you when you go out, you feel really proud, isn't it, brother, isn't it? Ah. You feel really proud. See, you are known to all the gates, you see. Eh, brother? You see that your chest is just up like this. Because everybody knows that your wife is a virtuous woman. Praise God. See, you are known. You are known. But they, everywhere, they know you. Ah, that's it, that's it. That, you know, it's, that's the husband. It's, ah, see? Look, I'm coming to women. We don't appreciate our women. We are coming on that. Our appreciation is not enough. Brother Eli.
Yes, brother.
Amen. Our appreciation, but I know. See, Brother Eli, this time when he comes, he said, I'm jealous of him about his flying tie. When he comes, the way how the wife will just make sure that he had his tie and shirt matches, I say, huh? That's great. See, she's doing you great things. So you look so good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at verse 26. That she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Amen. See, when he speaks, when she speaks, you see that there is wisdom in what she says. It shouldn't be what? It shouldn't be annoyance. It shouldn't be statements that goes to what? Annoy. That wisdom, she speaks, and then the children, because that's their ministry. See, your ministry is to bring up these children because they are more close to you. So you speak wisdom. Look, take notice of this. I know my wife is seated here. One sister, we needed to talk to her, though she wasn't a believer, but we were a Pentecostal woman, and we were trying to let her know that, look, see, speaking to a child, her own child that is trying to speak, and you know what? Insults. She'll be speaking insults. And then the child also will be saying, then she's happy. Look at this. See? That's not a virtuous woman. The language that you use for the children to what? To pick must be language of wisdom, words of wisdom. Amen. Don't say anything that is filthy. Praise God. Because whatever you say, they also pick. Charity begins at home. It is not from the school, but what he learns right from home, that is the foundation, the basis of what? Of her knowledge or his knowledge. His wisdom or her wisdom. It gets it right from the house first. Amen. Praise God. And then, let's look at 27 also. He said, she looketh well the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Amen. See? The bread of idleness. I like that statement. The bread of idleness. Idleness, it brings what? Gossiping. Because if you don't have anything to do, the devil will give you something to do. See? Idleness is what? Laziness. She will not eat that kind of bread. Amen. Praise God. Amen. She's not lazy. She will not go out looking for a place where she can sit and talk. No. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, my sisters, your ministry is so great. Amen. And then let's look at 28. He said, her children arise up and call her blessed. Amen. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Now I'm coming to the husbands. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say the children do what? They call her blessed. Mama, the way how they will call her, it's all blessing. Amen. See, they love their mama. Praise God. Amen. From the way how they will call their mama, you see that is what? It's what? They are blessing their mommy. Praise God. When their mommy call her, Stacy, mommy, I'm coming. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then the word, please, I'm coming. Amen. See? Teach them to use that word, please, and thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he said, the husband also praiseth her. Amen. How many times, Brother Mike, have you praised your wife? Rapidly. Do you praise your wife? At times. Oh, praise the Lord. Then today, it's going to change.
Amen.
It's going to change. Amen. Brother Wilmer.
Always.
God bless you. God bless you. You see, Ravegas, I know. I know. Praise God. Amen. Said he praises her. Brethren, our wives and sisters, they are virtuous women. Amen. Let us consider many a time their situation also. Sometimes let's carry some of the burden that they are doing in the house. Praise God. sometimes very heavy with the children, has to cook, she has to do this, she has to do that, running all around the house, making sure even in the night she would just go around to see whether all the children are well slept. And see, Reverend, she sleeps late and she wakes up earlier. We go to take some of the burden out from them. Praise the Lord. We need to, we are what? Said, she is rather what? A helpmate. She's a helpmate to you. You are supposed to do that. But she's a helpmate. Then we leave the whole load on her. Brethren, from today, help your wives. Help your wives. Praise God. Because the burden is really, I appreciate them. They really are very virtuous women. Praise God. They are virtuous women. Just turn to 1 Peter 3:7. He said, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them dwell with your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Am I reading? Yeah. As unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayer be not hindered. You see, one key to open doors. You see it? One key, another key to open a closed door is to do what? Husbands, give honor to your wives. Praise the Lord. Because you are here together in the grace of life. That your prayer not be hindered. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your prayer will not be hindered. You see, your prayers can be hindered. Oh, you see yourself that everything is right with you. Okay. But the way how you treat your wife, you pray and pray and pray and pray, it goes nowhere. The key. That door, you have not applied the right key. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So honor your wives. And you have the key to open any door. Your prayers will not be hindered. That's the word of God. Amen. Amen. Virtuous woman. And you know, the prophet said in this message book, Elijah and the meal offering. Amen. He said, now it's very strange thing that God will send his prophet to a widow woman's house.
Amen.
It's very strange.
Amen.
But let's see what the prophet said. What a place. You see, what a place. A widow woman's house. Then God sends his prophet. Why? He said, but she must have been a real virtuous woman.
Amen.
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 Because God has seen her to be a virtuous woman. That is why God sends his great prophet Elijah to go to that house.
Amen.
That's what the prophet is saying. See? So when we remain virtuous, my sister, how the door is being opened for God to manifest himself in our homes. Why there were a lot of what? Virgins in the day in Nazareth. There were a lot of virgins. But yet, God has to choose what? one which was virtuous to send the message to her that you are going to carry that child, that promised child. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God looks at that. The prophet, as he said, what a place. But she must have been a real virtuous woman.
Amen.
And he would have never sent his prophet there. If not, he would never send his prophet there. Oh, if a person was worthy and would have been a worthy person to entertain a man like Elijah. Praise the Lord. Let's make doors open by our virtues. Virtues. Praise God. Husbands and wives. Women's ministry, we've come to an end. For this, this is our second part. We'll come to an end. Is there any question? We have only 10 minutes. If there is any question or any contribution, it's a Bible study's time. You can quote us something that we all like to hear. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. If there is no question, then let's sing one song and just thank the Lord for his word tonight. Amen. Jesus has a table spread. Jesus has a table spread. Where is it? Come and dine. Okay, come and dine, 43. We've come here tonight. The Lord has really given us something to eat. Let us praise his name then. Amen.
Jesus has a table spread.
Let us stand.
Where the sins of God are fed. He invited chosen
people to come and dine.
With his manna without feed, and supplies our every need. Oh, this is to stop with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master called it, come and dine. Oh, yes, and you may feel that Jesus is born on a time. Oh, he who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it down. Come and down. The disciples came to land. Thus obeying Christ's command, for the master called unto them, come and dine. They found their heart desires, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfied the hungry every time. Come and dine, the master called, come and dine. Oh, yeah, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry called now. Come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Oh, he to be a glorious sight. All the sins in fullness wide, and with Jesus be who is eternally. Command the Master calleth, command. Benefit of Jesus all the time. You find a multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it down. Come and die. Oh, yeah. Come and die. The Master call it. Accessible all the time.
He who fed the
multitude and water into wine. To the hungry call it now. Come and die.
Amen. Tonight, if the Lord has spoken to you, if the Lord has fed you, you have sat with him tonight, this evening, on the same table, why don't say, Lord, I thank you for your word. Let us just say, thank you, Lord. Let everybody pray. Just thank the Lord for tonight. Thank the Lord for just worship him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, O God, for your word, Lord Jesus. For Lord Jesus, for your word of grace, the name of your Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord, we bless you, Lord. Lord, we pray that your prayer shall be with them, O God. We pray that your angels, Lord, shall be with them, Father. We pray that you shall hear their prayer and answer their prayer, Lord. We pray that you shall come now, Lord God. And Lord God, will deliver them, Father,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
O God. Oh, yes, Father, Lord, we pray them to your hands, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother Francois, come and close us with a prayer.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, after being in thy presence, we have read thy Bible. The word was spoken. But you alone that can make that seed alive inside of our life.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we come humble before thy throne of mercy this moment, that this word should not depart from our heart. As you have spoken to Joshua, that let not you turn from the right or from the right, but meditate it days and night.
Yes, God.
That this word become flesh inside of thee.
Amen.
Father, we know that you have called us for a higher calling.
Yes, Lord.
And we have received the message of the hour.
Yes,
and it has the power to break all the chain of the enemy.
Amen.
All the yoke of the enemy, Father.
Yes,
you can break them.
Yes,
that's why we ask you that this moment, believing, as the prophet says, wherever this message will be preached, the angel of the Lord shall be
Amen.
There. And we believe that the angel of the Lord was with us tonight.
Amen.
And you have made, Father, in the best of the knowledge of our brother, to bring things to the lighting of the scripture, Father.
Yes,
where he wasn't able to touch you, the Holy Spirit, the master teacher,
Amen.
You can reveal it to the heart of thy people.
Amen.
We want also to commend our brethren and sisters who are not here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
At thy hand.
Yes, Lord.
That you shall be with them. Some are sick.
Yes,
but
Lord.
We know the prayer was already made.
Amen.
And the scripture says that you are Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
The Lord who heals our decision.
Yes, Lord.
Not because of my prayer, not because of the prayer of someone else, but because it's written in thy Bible,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
that by your stripe we are healed.
Amen.
That we claim the healing in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Under that name is given power and authority that the devil tremble in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That while we cast away all the demon of his sickness, the prophet says they may call it what they can give them a name, but we know that all them are demons. And the demon can't stand where you are, Father. Amen. And he says, you shall lay hand on sick, and sick shall recover.
Amen.
Our hand are short, can't reach where they are, but your hand can reach.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we ask you, that the angel of the healing, to touch where you people are. That you shall grant them healing in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to depart from this place. Father, we ask you that you shall go before us.
Amen.
That any work of the enemy that he will try to distract us on the road, we put it to the dry ground in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
That in the next meeting on Sunday when we meet here,
yes,
we shall
Lord.
Give glory and the honor unto you. Father, we thank you and we put our brother at thy hand as he has laid himself aside to seek thee, Father. And we ask you that you shall renew his strength, Father.
Amen.
That you shall increase his knowledge of thy word and the revelation of thy word, Father. That when he stand before thy people, your people should receive something that can help us in this walk, Father.
Amen.
From earth to glory, we need thee. We commit all the request and a spoken one at thy hand, because you know our heart and you know the very desire of our heart.
Yes.
That we commit them at thy hand, believing as your word says, everything you ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee.
Amen.
And we believe that it's all given unto us. And we commit all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long
to be like Him. True life journey from earth to glory, I only ask to be like Him, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like Him, all true life journey from earth to glory. I only ask to be